Not long ago, two U.S. Department of Agriculture employees died in a plane crash while hunting coyotes from the air. They were doing so on behalf of ranchers in the area. That incident has focused new attention on an old problem, how to deal with coyotes as civilization continues to close in on their habitat. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, many environmentalists say instead of trying to kill coyotes, Americans need to get used to living with them.
On most evenings after work, environmental law professor Jay Tuckton walks a nature path in the Denver suburb of Greenwood Village with his two dogs.
Oh, we have a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. We have a struggle with these dogs.
Tuckton loves the wildlife here, the red-winged blackbirds, and even the coyotes. So he was pretty disappointed when his city got permission to trap and shoot a pack of coyotes.
The city got the permit saying it was human health and safety, but it's poodle health and safety. Human health and safety was never in risk and never in doubt, but poodle and kitty cat safety was.
This was about more than small pets, says Greenwood Village Mayor Nancy Sharp. Coyotes scared a boy waiting for the bus and menaced a family as they got into their car.
When you've got threats to children, you can't ignore that. You have to do something as a public servant and as elected official. For us to do nothing is reprehensible.
Sharp says there are still dozens of coyotes living in her city. She doesn't want to get rid of them all, just the ones causing problems. Community leaders around the country often reach that same conclusion. On the Jersey Shore, wildlife officials have set traps, hoping to catch a coyote that scared people in Middletown Township. John Watson Jr. is with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection.
Two children were bitten. A 22-month-old child was bitten in the backyard of his grandparents' home. And then about a month after that, in May, another child was bitten. Not too severely, but obviously severely enough to cause us all concern.
Coyotes adapt easily to new surroundings, and since wolf numbers are low, there's not much to keep them from moving into new areas. There's been only one documented death from a coyote attack, a California toddler in 1981. But attacks are more common now as coyotes get used to humans, often because people feed them. On America's ranches, coyotes have long been a risk to domestic livestock, especially lambs. Last month, two U.S. Department of Agriculture employees died in a plane crash. They were hunting coyotes from the air in south-central Utah. Wendy Kiefover-Ring is with a group called Sinapu. That's the Ute Indian word for wolves. She's long opposed aerial gunning. She says it's cruel and, worse yet, ineffective.
The federal government has been working to kill coyotes for the last 100 years using traps, poisons, guns. And the result has been they've actually expanded their range threefold.
But Bill Clay, who heads the USDA's Wildlife Services Program, disputes the claim that hunting coyotes doesn't work. He says killing all coyotes is not the goal.
Our program is effective. We're not trying to eradicate native wildlife populations. We're trying to resolve localized problems of wildlife predation or wildlife conflicts.
Clay says non-lethal control is a priority for his agency these days, but that doesn't always work. After the plane crash in Utah, the USDA stopped aerial hunting for a short period of time so pilots could perform extra safety procedures. Then it resumed. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.